Welcome to S-Class, the highest tier in podcasting. With me is the Bonnie and Clyde of our generation, the master of the steel. They call him Sticky Fingers. It's Robert.
And of course, as always, we have the dynastic emperor of Mystery Bounds. It's Justin.
I was so much kinder with my epithet for you.
Well, I mean, I've been really balling lately, so I feel like I've earned my title, and you probably still have stone hands.
Your fingers are quite sticky for many reasons. Robert, today we are running back an episode that we did last time, which is we're going to be comparing NBA players to some of our favorite anime. Last time we did the 2010s generation, now we're going to be looking at the 2000s, and we'll be looking at 12 different players. Robert, did you have someone that you wanted to start with?
Let's start with Kobe. Let's start big. Because last time we started with LeBron, right? And that was like obviously the player of that generation, and he got, what was it, One Piece?
He got One Piece.
So we're going to start with Kobe. And for Kobe, I have him with Berserk.
I had Berserk as well.
Wow. Yeah. My thought process is Berserk is also like one of the greatest series of all time, but it's much grittier. It's much like more hardcore. Like Kobe didn't take shit from anyone. Like, you know, he was just a gritty player. Like, he's Kobe Bryant. He would get under your skin. He was the Black Mamba. I felt like Berserk was perfect for him.
Yeah, and it's like beautiful and skilled, and it's like Kobe's always on this like path for revenge, just like Guts, is the way I saw it. And I think the other thing is, like, I don't think Berserk is like renowned as the GOAT, but like for the specific group of people who love Berserk, it is the GOAT. Just like how like people will argue that Kobe's better than LeBron and Michael, even though it's generally accepted that maybe he's like a top 10 player, but people are like, nope, he's better than everybody if you love Kobe. Rest in peace.
No, it's perfect. Berserk is Kobe.
Then I think we have to mirror Kobe with the other great player of that generation and my favorite player, which is Tim Duncan.
So I guarantee you don't have the same thing I have for Tim Duncan.
When you say that, it makes me think that we do. I want to hear what you have, because I think mine is perfect.
I have Detective Conan for Tim Duncan.
That's not bad.
My thought process being, incredibly long running, but not really, you know, in your face. It's not something that most people have engaged with. You know, I we know Detective Conan. I've never watched it. I've never read it. But it's like, just like Tim Duncan, he was low key. He was on all those Spurs teams, but there's a reason he lasted so long.
Mm-hmm. I have actually read 700 chapters of Detective Conan. Man,
have you really?
Yeah, because I was super into the anime when it was out on Adult Swim, and it was called Case Closed. And then I was like, let me read this. The plot, after 700 chapters, maybe got to like 5% of the actual plot. It's just like a mystery novel week by week. And I'm just like, when does the plot actually tell me what's going to happen? And I had to give up. I think they're probably on like chapter 1200 or something at this point.
Jesus.
It's a monster. That's actually a very good choice. I think mine is a tiny bit better, and I'm gonna go with Kochira Katsuhika ku Kameyari Koen Mae Hatsujo, better known as Kochikame Tokyo Beat Cops.
Okay, that even the better known didn't help me.
Oh, you don't know Kochikame?
No. Oh, Kochikame. Yeah, he was in Shonen Jump. It was like the gag manga with the cop.
Yeah, it's like about a 40-year-old middle-aged cop. And this series ran for literally 40 years, from 1976 to 2016. There's 1,960 chapters. And similar to you, because of its like longevity, it's one reason I chose this for Tim Duncan. But the other reason is like this thing feels very non-threatening. You don't expect much of it, but it's also the 10th best-selling manga of all time, and also feels like it's never going to end. Just like Tim Duncan's career, you're like, is this guy gonna retire? I think he was on the All-NBA team up until like his third to last year, and it was like, I don't think he's ever gonna stop, even though
that's a cool one. I like that. Yeah,
so that's why I went with Kochikame.
All right, that's good.
Okay, you're next.
All right, let's go with Dirk Nowitzki.
Okay. How confident are you feeling? I feel like the less confident person should go first.
I don't know if confident is the right word. I just, for some of these, like, they're well thought out. Like Kobe, I had like a mindset. For Dirk, it's like, what was the first thing that came to mind with Dirk? And it was Vinland Saga. And I think that was just because of, like,
the European,
you know, the European aspects of it. There's not a lot more than that.
I don't know if yours is, which one's better, but I'll talk you through the logic. I went with Rurouni Kenshin, and Kenshin's this samurai that's like actually quite weak, but he fights with this very like graceful style without killing people. And Dirk kind of like, he doesn't body people like a Shaq, but he kills them with his graceful signature jump shot. And he's kind but powerful. That's kind of how I felt about Rurouni Kenshin and Dirk.
Just look at Thorkell and tell me that's not Dirk Nowitzki.
No, but that's the thing with Thorkell is he's like a monster. Thorkell's like a Shaq almost, who just like doesn't have technique. He just kills people. And Dirk,
yeah,
is
but
like,
Thorkell's this massive white European guy. That's really all we're getting. We're going for with this.
I'll let you take it if you're feeling strongly about it. So
I, don't know, Dirk, I think Vinland Saga works for Dirk.
Okay, the big white guy who just massacres people.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Let's go with this big Chinese guy. Let's go with Yao.
So for Yao, I did a Full Metal Alchemist, and because Yao is basically just a science experiment, like
that's cruel. That's so
is
cruel.
That wrong though? Weren't his parents like set up to create the ultimate basketball player?
That's what the reports say. But then when you ask him, he's like, "No, my parents loved each other." Except. I'd probably lean towards the former.
Right.
It's not terrible.
I just thought of, what's his name? You know, with the guy that fused his daughter with his dog.
Oh, no.
I was like, that's Yao.
Yao's yeah, the chimera. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then doesn't last long after that.
No, chimera's a dope nickname, though.
Chimera's a great nickname. I wish that was my nickname instead of...
Right, it falls apart like Yao did. His career was like maybe three or four games, and yet he got voted to the All-Star game every single season, despite never playing.
Okay, this is what I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you Attack on Titan, and it's because Yao just like... can you imagine Yao like towering over Wall Maria? Like, like, you ever see a picture of him next to Shaq, and Shaq looks like a child next to him? So that's the first reason. And then the second thing is like, he was instantly popular as soon as he came. Like, he got All-Star Game, even though he probably wasn't deserving of it on his first year. And just like Attack on Titan, it was like all people would talk about as soon as it came out. And also, it's just like Yao's a totally different type of thing than everything else out there. There's nothing quite like Attack on Titan. And Yao was like this 7'6" guy who could shoot like deep from the mid range. So it was like very unique.
I gotta be honest, I feel like Full Metal Alchemist works so much better.
No, I think you're... I think Attack on Titan's pretty strong.
I think yours is pretty well thought out, but mine's funnier.
Yours is definitely funnier.
And it's also not wrong. I don't know. Okay. I feel like Attack on Titan is something we might want to keep in our back pocket. And I feel like we're never going to have something work as well as Full Metal Alchemist for Yao Ming.
I will give it to you. I think Attack on Titan's a much better comparison, but for the humor, we will go with the failed experiment that is Yao Ming.
That's why we're here.
All right, you're up next.
let's go with Shaq.
Shaq. I have one. Do you want me to go?
Yeah, you can go first. I think mine wins.
Mine's pretty good. I got him for One Punch Man. And
that's not
the
bad.
Reason I say this is because it's dominant. Nothing can stop it when Shaq was at its prime. But at the same time, it's also very goofy. And Shaq is just kind of this like lovable goofball.
I'm going in an entirely different direction. I have Shaq as Hello Kitty.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, think about this. Shaq, by the time his life is over, there are going to probably be more people that just remember him as that big black dude from commercials. Shaq is an empire of merchandising and advertising and everything but being a basketball player at this point.
But he was one of the greatest basketball players ever to play the game. And I think it'd be pretty silly of us to ignore that fact that he was literally like the greatest player for at least like three to five seasons.
But Hello Kitty is also like one of the biggest, like pieces of media in the world. I think it's like top five in terms of
for sure.
Revenue.
I similar to the last one. It's like we're both just going in totally opposite directions.
I think yours works more for Shaq as the basketball player. Mine works more for Shaq as the person.
And I think we have to look at it from the basketball perspective.
Right. No, you're right. So I'm going to give you that. You are absolutely okay. Right.
I shouldn't be fighting this passionately about this NBA anime comparison. Hello Kitty is a really good angle, though. But I guess when you just think about it, it's like, which of these do you compare with Shaq? And I think One Punch Man feels better.
Yeah, for Shaq the player, you're right.
But Hello Kitty is funnier, once again.
But it is more Shaq the person, though. And Shaq the post-NBA career, while we are discussing their actual careers.
I think that the thing with Hello Kitty is, though, is also it's very emotionless. Like, they don't even have mouths. Whereas I feel like Shaq has a lot of personality, which One Punch Man relates to as well.
That's true. That's good.
I think you're taking away from it by giving it this, like, emotionless brand that's almost closer to, like, a Tim Duncan-esque.
Yeah. No, I'll give you that. Definitely.
Okay. Let's go with someone that you know that I'm not very familiar with, and that's Stephen Marbury. I know almost nothing about Stephen Marbury, except that he succeeded in China, even though people thought he was going to be great in the States. He's pretty much like a hero there, and he's like a ball hog.
He went through some like dark times with the Knicks. There was like early YouTube. He just had like a video of him eating Vaseline on it. He was like considered an absolute nut job. I have Bananas and Pajamas, which is not an anime. That show from when we were kids with the giant banana costumed people?
In pajamas.
Yes, because Stephen Marbury is the complete opposite direction of anything.
That's not even anime.
Exactly. He was not an NBA basketball player. He was great, but then he just like went off the rails and became this icon in China. There's statues of him in China. He's not an NBA basketball player. He's like just something so out of this world. He's Bananas and Pajamas.
You had one job, and that was to come prepared with an anime for Stephen Marbury, and you bring Bananas and Pajamas to this conversation. You have failed me, Robert.
No, I did not. This is as accurate as we could have gotten with Stephon Marbury. And like you said, you don't know much about Steph.
I was going to give him Toriko because it's ugly. Like the game is ugly and he's a ball hog. And it's just a bunch of fun because it's just kind of wacky. I don't have enough. I don't have enough stakes in this fight. I don't have dog in this fight. I guess we shall go with Bananas and Pajamas for Stephon Marbury.
I also want to give Marbury his due diligence because he was the guy that made like those $15 Starberry sneakers, which mm-hmm. was a really cool thing to do, like make affordable like basketball players associated with a player. So that was like really cool. And that, once again, is completely off the rails of everyone else.
Relative, yeah.
It's a good thing, but it's like, you know, so out there and it was
very
kind of a trend set.
Did that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think Hakeem did that as well, but like it's far and few in between.
Yeah.
One other thing I learned about Marbury recently was like during pre-COVID, like before, like January 2020, he like warned the U.S. government, like, yo, you better stop flights and everything. You better shut down because it's terrible over here and you better heed my warning. And I don't think we did. But Stephen Marbury was one of the people to warn us.
That's insane. So he's Bananas and Pajamas. That's wild.
I love how everything just is condensed into, if it's crazy, it's Bananas and Pajamas.
Exactly. Perfect.
All right, Rob, you're up next.
Let's go with one of my favorite players of this era. Not a star, but Nate Robinson.
Nate Robinson. I got TTGL. It's something that is larger than life and outrageous and bombastic and has like a huge cult following. So that's why I went there.
I went with the little man aspect, the little man that dominates a big man's game, and I went with Haikyuu.
Oh, like very much Hinata, the character.
Yeah, right on the nose, like with this one, where, you know, you have this small guy in the NBA winning dunk contest, blocking Yao Ming, just like rising, just insane hops, insane ability. I still remember him blocking LeBron in a playoff game, and it was just like iconic when he was with the Bulls. Like Nate Robinson has some huge big moments, and you know he's not a star on the level of everyone else we're talking about, but he did have some really cool moments in his career.
Yeah, I remember in like the early 2000s or mid 2000s when he was on the Bulls with like your Italian boy Marco Bellinelli, and they were just like lighting up the court.
Yeah,
and like some crazy 7-game playoff series. That was wild. I can get behind Haikyuu. That's not bad.
I didn't think TTGL was bad, but I felt like him as Hinata is like perfect. I don't think there's a more anime character that fits better than that.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. Then let's go with the other high flyer that we have on our list, and that is Vinsanity.
Oh, okay, Vince Carter, you start with this one.
Is this one of the four that you did not
do
research
for? This is one that I forgot to do, yes.
At the start of this podcast, I was like, Rob, you got all 12? He's like, I got 8.
I have 8.
I will buy you some time. I went with Eye Shield 21. And it's weird because it's a football manga, but I did this because it's like a spectacle to watch. It's one of the most like beautiful and nice and crispest looking manga out there. It has some super flashy drawings. It's just like peak athleticism. And that's why I went with Eye Shield here.
I'm going to go with Fist of the North Star, specifically for when Vince Carter dunked on that guy in the Olympics and ended his career.
I would like to respectfully save Fist of the North Star for someone in a future podcast.
I will give that to you.
I don't think Eye Shield 21 is perfect, but I think if we're saving Fist of the North Star, then it might be the best we have.
There we go.
Okay. We have a few more.
Who do we have left?
We have Steve Nash, Kevin Garnett, Manu, and AI.
Okay, I only have Manu out of all of those.
This is why you were so quick on the rest of them.
So go with Garnett, and you start us off.
Garnett, I was struggling a little bit. I had two potential options. They were Chainsaw Man and Devil Man. And the reason why I picked these two is it's kind of like savage and powerful and dominant, kind of vulgar, and it's not graceful, but it's just like beastly.
That's pretty good.
Something like Tim Duncan is very like polished and clean, and this is just sort of like natural instinct. That's why I gave that to KG.
Garnett's a player I really like hate, and I think part of that is everything he did with the Brooklyn Nets. So
do with the Nets?
He destroyed them. They made like that trade for him and Paul Pierce.
Not his fault.
It was his fault. He was garbage. Oh my God, he was dreadful.
He didn't make the trade though. That's the GM on the Nets fault.
Nah, irrelevant. I'm trying to think of an anime that had a really 80% like amazing and then last 20% absolute garbage that ruins the entire run.
Well, you do hate Chainsaw Man.
Which applies to a lot of... Oh, yeah. So you were right with Chainsaw Man. It's perfect.
I got the play style down. This is just a personal vendetta for you.
Yeah, yeah, this works.
I forgot that you were a Nets fan halfway through your life.
Yeah, I went back to the Knicks at this point.
The biggest flip-flop in piece of
garbage.
No.
But I went to the Nets before they were good, before Durant and Kyrie.
Yeah,
and then when they got Durant and Kyrie, and then James Harden is when I dropped the Nets because I couldn't stand any of them.
Remember when I got our friend Jimmy the Spencer Dinwiddie bobblehead? I don't even know how I got that, but I've never seen someone
so happy.
He was so
honored.
And I was like, I don't even know who this guy is.
Thoughtful gift.
Literally thoughtless from me. I was like, this is the only person I know who gives a shit about the Nets.
He was so kind.
Loves it. Still in his room. Let's go with Steve Nash then.
I got one for Steve Nash.
Okay, what do you got?
I got Ranking of Kings for Steve Nash.
Interesting.
Steve Nash does not look like a basketball player.
No.
He's this like kind of surfer looking white Canadian dude with the long hair. He's kind of scrawny looking.
Just like Bochy.
Just like Bochy, who's like this tiny little shirtless kid that can't speak. But he becomes the king. And Steve Nash becomes the MVP.
Twice.
Despite his appearance, despite not on the same level appearance-wise of everybody else around him. Like, you know, you compare Steve Nash to Dirk. Dirk looks like a basketball player.
Right.
Like, Kobe Bryant looks like a basketball player. These are, like, really intimidating forces. And then you have Steve Nash, who looks like he's trying to bum a cigarette off of you in a 7-Eleven parking lot.
Steve Nash looks like he does my taxes. That's not bad. I actually really like the vibe of that. I went with Bride Story initially. because I was like, Brad Story has this like vomit inducingly good art, and the way Steve Nash plays basketball is just beautiful. The way he passes, might be the greatest passer of all time, really underappreciated. Even today, like anytime anyone, any NBA player is like, which one would you pick? They're like, you wouldn't pick Steve Nash on the streets. And it's like, bro, like he beat you guys all the time, but they right. don't give him any respect. And also Steve Nash is kind of dainty, sort of like the Brides of Bride Story.
That's not bad.
but I think I like Ranking of Kings better.
Yeah, I think Ranking of Kings actually ended up working for him. Okay. And that was right off the cuff. That was off the top of my head.
That's very good. Okay, who do you want to end on, I guess is the question. We have Ginobili and we have AI.
I don't have one for Iverson. I do have one for Ginobili.
Okay.
Let's go Ginobili. I guess it's a matter of... All right, so Ginobili, I had Ping Pong, and it's because of how absolutely ugly it is and how much, like, despite the fact I want to like it, it's just so hideous and such an ugly game, and nothing about it is, like, artistic. Man, Ginobili plays such an ugly, cheating game of basketball.
You're so full of it.
Eurostep is garbage, and, like, it's just, like...
No, stop.
It's ruined the modern NBA.
It's just two steps.
I hate... It's no. The amount of step is like 14 steps, and then they don't call it for some reason. It's garbage.
No, he's like my literal favorite player to watch. Like one of my favorite players to watch. Like he is off the walls with his passing, his shooting, like his Euro step. He can do everything, and he's so underrated. He's like my second or third favorite player of all time.
Blood tastes like iron. What did you have for it, for Manu?
I had Chihayafuru. It's like a passionate sports manga, and I thought the complete opposite. It's very beautiful, and it's very high intensity, and no one's ever going to say that Chihayafuru is like the greatest sports manga of all time, but it's like one of the greatest, and it's really beautiful, and it's a small but dedicated fan base, and he's also Italian. Or he was in Italy.
No, he's not. He's Argentinian.
He played in Italy. I think he's Italian. He's Italian ancestry.
You don't know what you're saying.
He's Italian ancestry. Look it up. And it's just like romantic. Just like Chihayafuru.
Whatever. I think Ping Pong worked pretty well.
I thought Ping Pong worked okay until you started listing the reasons. I thought you were going to say because it's like erratic and uniquely beautiful and it's nothing is quite like it. And then you're
that too.
And you're like, it's ugly. I'll give it to Ping Pong, but not for the same reasons as you.
Yeah. You know, thinking of Iverson, I remember I did try to do research on Iverson, and I just couldn't think of anything that worked.
I got something for Iverson, and I decided to give it Jujutsu Kaisen. It is this flashy anime that has some of the best animation that we've ever seen in the history of anime, and it's trendsetting. It's one of the superpowers of its generation, but in my opinion, like, way overrated.
Yeah, there's a tough thing with Allen Iverson where as his career progressed and kind of deteriorated, he didn't do himself any favors off the court. He's one of, you know, the biggest famous stories in the NBA of losing all his money. Mm-hmm. And now he's kind of trying to, I guess, make some money playing whatever that 3v3 league is. I can't even remember what it's called.
Is he in that league with Ice Cube?
Yeah. I mean, it's not great. It's a sad end to what was a promising career. And he had great big moments. He only had two or three good years. He did have a really good career. It's just the way Iverson remembered isn't as positive as it should have been.
I don't think so. I think amongst the basketball community, like, people treat Iverson like a god, even though, in my opinion, like, he has the skills but wasn't a great basketball player in the sense that, like, he's, like, kind of a shot chucker at times, didn't pass as much as he maybe should have, but his skills were, like, off the charts, and I don't want to take that away from him.
Nah, Iverson was awesome. He was really, really dope to watch.
Yeah, I'm sure honestly. He was, like, insanely fun, but, like... We're getting into like basketball philosophy, but that's kind of why I gave him Jujutsu Kaisen, like just flashy and amazing to watch, like the animation. But in my opinion, not one of my favorites.
I guess this works for you because like most people agree and love Jujutsu Kaisen and you are notorious for hating it. So it's like you appreciate the style, the substance that it has, but you do not like it, and that's okay.
And I think most people who love Jujutsu Kaisen and Allen Iverson would probably agree with it on the opposite side of the spectrum.
Right, that it is great, and this is perfect for him because it's so great and flashy and excellent and like a high tier of shonen anime.
I think it might work.
I think it works.
Okay. That went pretty well, Rob.
Not bad.
All right, then why don't we wrap this one up? As always, thank you guys so much for listening. Let us know if there are any basketball players that you want us to compare to your favorite anime. And next time we do this, we'll be diving into the 1990s, the era of Air Jordan.